This article appeared in the winter 2008 issue of UU World magazine and is available online at uuworld.org. Changes Proposed to UUA Principles by Warren R. Ross. The Commission on Appraisal released a draft revision of the UUA's principles and purposes in September. The principles and purposes are contained in Article 2 of the Association's bylaws and are subject to periodic review. The draft Article 2 is headed Covenant rather than the current Principles and Purposes and consists of six sections: Purposes, Identity, Sources, Principles, Inclusion, and Freedom of Belief. The UUA's seven principles, adopted at the time of the merger in 1961, were modified by General Assemblies in 1984, 1985, and 1995. The question facing the Commission was, basically, whether to retain them or start from scratch. Choosing what could be considered a middle ground, the Commission's draft retains the principles almost verbatim, slightly abbreviating numbers 3 and 5, but substantially changes the context within which they appear. For example, in place of the current lead-in phrase that we affirm and promote the principles, the draft now says that we honor and uphold them. The Commission set a deadline of October 16th for comments. After deciding whether further revisions are needed, the Commission will submit its final draft to the UUA Board of Trustees in December 2008. Assuming the Board approves it, with or without changes, the proposal will then be placed on the agenda of the 2009 General Assembly. If a majority votes yes, the revised Article 2 will then be resubmitted to the 2010 GA for final approval. This process is in part required by the bylaws and in part reflects the Commission's desire for what the Reverend Barbara Child, project leader, has called a denomination-wide process of reflection on the essence of what Unitarian Universalism stands for. An expanded version of this story was published on uuworld.org on September 15, 2008. Warren R. Ross is a UU World contributing editor and the author of The Premise and the Promise, The Story of the Unitarian Universalist Association, Skinner House Books, 2001. Text of Proposed Bylaw Changes by the UUA Commission on Appraisal. Article 2, Covenant. Section C, 2.1, Purposes. As a voluntary association of free yet interdependent congregations, the Unitarian Universalist Association will support the health and growth of existing congregations and the formation of new congregations. The association will devote its resources to and exercise its corporate powers for religious, educational, and humanitarian purposes. It will empower the creation of just and diverse congregations that enact Unitarian Universalist principles in the world. Section C, 2.2, Identity. The Unitarian Universalist Association is composed of congregations rooted in the heritage of two religious faiths, the Unitarian heritage, ever questioning and ever seeking the unity in all things, and the Universalist heritage, ever affirming the power of hope and God's infinite love. Both traditions have been shaped by heretics, choice makers who in every age have summoned individuals and communities to maintain their beliefs in spite of persecution and to struggle for religious freedom. Section C, 2.3, Sources. The living tradition we share draws from many sources. Unitarianism and Universalism are grounded on more than 2,000 years of Jewish and Christian teachings, traditions, and experiences. Unitarian Universalism is not contained in any single book or creed. It draws from the teachings of the Abrahamic religions, earth-centered spirituality, and other world religious traditions. It engages perspectives from humanism, mysticism, theism, skepticism, naturalism, and feminist and liberation theologies. It is informed by the arts and the sciences. It trusts the value of direct experiences of mystery and wonder, and it recognizes the sacred may be found within the ordinary. Wisdom and beauty may be expressed in many forms, in poetry and prose, in story and song, in metaphor and myth, in drama and dance, in fabric and painting, in scripture and music, in drawing and sculpture, in public ritual and solitary practice, in prophetic speech and courageous deed. Grateful for the traditions that have strengthened our own, we strive to avoid misappropriation of cultural and religious practices and to seek ways of appreciation that are respectful and welcomed. Section C, 2.4. Principles. In order that we might work together in harmony to make our communities and our world more likely to protect and nurture all that is positive and hopeful, and in order that members of our congregations might find spiritual challenge to become their best selves as they worship and work together to create the beloved community, we, the member congregations of the Unitarian Universalist Association, covenant to honor and uphold the inherent worth and dignity of every person. At the core of Unitarian Universalism is recognition of the sanctity of every human being across the lifespan. We are relational creatures, capable of both good and evil. We have experienced enough brokenness, including in ourselves, to seek the power of forgiveness and reconciliation. We are called to make choices that help to heal and transform ourselves and the world, and to move toward solidarity with all beings. Justice, equity, and compassion in human relations. Grateful for the gift of life and mindful of our own mortality, we seek to respond with generosity and loving action. We are called to live in right relationship with others. Acceptance of one another and encouragement of spiritual growth. We seek to enter dialogue with one another in mutual love and respect, honoring our varied backgrounds and paths. We are called to stretch and deepen our faith through religious education, creative engagement, and spiritual practice in our congregations and in our lives. A free and responsible search for truth and meaning. Unitarian Universalism is an evolutionary religion that encourages and supports lifelong spiritual exploration. Unitarian Universalist religious authority lies in the individual, nurtured and tested in congregation and wider community. In a spirit of humility and openness, we are called to seek truth and meaning wherever found through experience, reason, intuition, and emotion. The right of conscience and the use of democratic processes. We seek to ensure that all voices are heard, especially those often left out on the margins. We are called to promote fairness, accountability, honesty, and transparency. The goal of world community with peace, liberty, and justice for all. We seek to create, sustain, and celebrate multi-generational and multicultural communities where oppression cannot thrive and where hope and peace flourish. We are called to counter legacies of injustice and to foster reconciliation. Respect for the interdependent web of all existence of which we are a part. Inspired by the beauty and holiness of the earth, we become more willing to relinquish material desires. We recognize the need for sacrifice as we build a world that is both just and sustainable. We are called to be good stewards, restoring the earth and protecting all beings. As free yet interdependent congregations, we enter into this covenant, promising to one another our mutual trust, kindness, and support. Should we break this covenant, we will seek to repair the relationship and recommit to the promises we have made. Section C, 2.5, inclusion. We strive to be an association of congregations that welcome persons of every identity while calling them to act in right relationship. We encourage the fullest participation allowed by law, with no person excluded solely on the basis of age or identity. Structures of power have traditionally created barriers for persons and groups with certain identities, abilities, and histories. Dissatisfied with mere non-discrimination, we commit to structuring congregational and associational life in ways that empower and enhance the efforts and experiences of every participant. Section C 2.6, Freedom of Belief. Freedom of belief is central to the Unitarian Universalist heritage. Nothing in these bylaws shall be deemed to infringe upon individual freedom of belief. Although no statement of belief can be required as a creedal test for individual membership in a congregation or congregational affiliation with the association, congregations are free to establish their own statements of purpose, covenants, and bonds of union. For more information on the proposed bylaw changes, visit uua.org/COA. Visit uuworld.org for links to the current principles and purposes and articles about their place in Unitarian Universalism. UU World is the magazine of the Unitarian Universalist Association of Congregations. This recording is made possible by the UUA Department of Communications and the UUA Accessibilities Office. I'm Dick Hill.